The Holy Gospel for today comes from Matthew, the 22nd chapter, beginning with the first verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Now once more Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I've prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged, and he sent his troops, destroy those murderers and burn their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets, gathered all who they found, both good and bad, so the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came to see his guests, he noticed the men who were not wearing a wedding robe, and he said to them, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' He was speechless. Then the king said to his attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.' This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ." Please be seated. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, this shouldn't be too hard for you, but let's think about the absolute best party you have ever been to. The best of the best. Maybe it was that surprise birthday party. Maybe it was a wedding reception. Maybe it was a baby shower. Maybe it was something on the weekend. Maybe you think about it. There's got to be something that was the best party you have ever been to. I can tell you one that's not the best party and that's ever Super Bowl party I've ever been to, because there's nobody that's ever playing that's worth a hoot. So they aren't worth it. But what makes a really good party? Well, I asked you that. What makes a good party? What makes it the best party ever? Well, you have a hostess with the mostess. You got to have people with sense of humor. You got to have some great decor. And you can't spell party without food. You can, but you shouldn't. It's called party food. To fill it with laughter, you need the people. A critical mass. You need lots and lots of people. You need good snacks. You need people to make that party. The food's helpful. You need the good attitudes. You need people that can put their phones away for the duration of the party. You need laughter. You need a lot of people. And sometimes you need a reason to party. Other times you don't. And you need people who accept each other unconditionally. Of course, good food. Have a little diversity in your party. Some cake. Some good friends. Throwback pictures and stories. And of course, anything for a good laugh. Those are the ingredients of a good party. Maybe you've had some of those at one of your parties before. Hopefully you've had the people, because what makes a worse party? Well, I've had a couple of those, and usually it's because of weather, but nobody shows up. It doesn't get much worse than that when you put all the effort into planning, but sometimes people don't show up. But at all these parties, whether they're good or bad, there are three things that are present. You got the past, you got the present, and you got the future. For example, at the birthday party, you're looking back at what a great life you've had so far, maybe. You're the present. All right, it's a party. The future. Oh no, I'm over 40. Either way, who knows what it is? But past, present, and future are all there in a party. But these elements, they also cross over, don't they, into the readings for today, the scripture readings. But how so? What elements do cross over into this idea of a party? How often, through scriptures and in our lives, has God called and people don't listen? Seems like it's a lot. Seems like a lot of times that happens. It's hard to count. It might be easier to count how many times somebody will actually listen in the Old Testament and even in our lives. But oftentimes, God calls, but people don't always listen. Okay? They didn't show up to the party. Well, now what? Now what? These people that you've sent prophets to, these people that are calling out to you, they're just not listening. What are we to do about that? Well, if the people aren't going to come to the party, you bring the party to them, as they say. And God brings that party to you, to me, to everybody, even though they didn't show up, through one person, Jesus Christ. Jesus brings the party in, goes to the people, goes when God sends him into the world, he expands the guest list beyond just a select few that got the invitation. Beyond those, beyond the few chosen, he goes to those on the margins that you would never expect him to go to. He comes down, he goes to the sick, he goes to the poor, he goes to the tax collector, he goes to the church leader, he goes to the uneducated, he goes to the educated. It's just an on and on and on list. He goes to those, even all the way to the cross, that you might not consider to be a good person. It might be bad. He goes to them. He goes to all of them and invites them into this party. He opens those arms so wide that that guest list is larger than any guest list you could ever write up. And it expands beyond the few. And even as the scripture for today points out, he goes out and invites the good and the bad. Doesn't matter who they are. He invites them into this party. He expands that guest list. And this feast in front of you, maybe you've gotten the theme of the day. We've been talking about feasts. We've been talking about food. Our cup is up and running over. We're preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies. There's a table in front of us all the time. And Jesus is out there inviting them in. This feast sees God not only welcome, but devours, as the Isaiah text says for today. Not only does he destroy the shroud that casts over all people and the sheet that spreads over all nations, he swallows up death forever. He devours sin, death, and the devil. Instead of that being the party food, what you have in front of you is the bread of life, a feast for all, the best party you could ever have, filled with friends and enemies, a feast and a party for all. Through the simple times that make sense, through the complex times that don't make sense, God is there in the past, the present, and the future. This is indeed the feast of victory for our God. This is the feast of victory, as we sometimes sing in the liturgy. For the Lamb who is slain has begun his reign. And like I said, he replaces the feast of sin, death, and the devil with things that actually fill us and make us want to party even harder. Sometimes we come together for communion. We used to do that all the time, but now we still do it in different ways. But even when that's not here, there's the feast of the Word of God that you come here every week to, that you tune into every week to be filled with the feast that is the Word of God. And every best party, like we said before, it's got to be something you want to actually party at. So as our New Testament lesson today says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Or we could change it to party in the Lord always. Again, I say party. Rejoice. This is an amazing thing. This is amazing news. It's not something we can sit down and not be rejoiceful about and want to party about and want to dance to and feast together on. It is as exactly you said. This feast is all those things. It has good friends. It has cake. It has diversity. It has people who accept each other unconditionally. It has people that don't accept people unconditionally. It has sometimes you need a reason for a party. This is a great reason. It has people. It has laughs. It has people that put their phones away. It has good attitudes. It has people that make the party. It has great food. It has great snacks. It has all sorts of people. It's critical mass. It's filled with laughter. It has amazing decorations and amazing party food. It has a great people with sense of humor. And it has the hostess with the mostest, Jesus Christ, at your party, at this party, that all are invited to with wide open arms. come to this table, for the arms are open wide, welcoming so many people. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I'll say rejoice. That is amazing news to hear today and every day. And through that, there's a peace that surpasses all understanding, that guards your hearts and your minds each and every day through the hostess with the mostess, Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God for that today and every day. Let's party on. Amen.